Hey, welcome to our Mountain View Chapel study time this morning, today, this afternoon, whenever you're watching. I just want to say thank you for your continued support and understanding as our leadership team, as our church family, as we make choices to navigate these challenging times. And just a reminder this morning that we are committed to God through Jesus Christ and the work of His Spirit. We're committed to one another and the study of the Scripture and our time in prayer. So we're going to continue on what we've been looking at with the Sermon on the Mount. And this morning, I want to pique your thinking a little bit and get you to consider some things as we continue to look at what Jesus is teaching. And last week, when we were looking at Matthew chapter 6, I just want to share one verse, and we're going to go back to this verse and look at it from more the context of what the actual wording is saying this coming study session. But in Matthew chapter 6, let's read verse 11 together. I'm reading from the New King James. Give us this day our daily bread. Just a really simple phrase, but Jesus is saying to us, this is how I want you to pray. These are the ingredients. These are the components that are really important as you learn how to pray. And just a reminder that this was something that the apostles were, it seemed to be something that they were wrestling with on a regular basis. And they watched Jesus pray. They watched his life. They watched the way he lived. They watched what he taught. And yet they would say to him, can you teach us to pray? So there was something deep and beautiful and spiritual going on in Jesus' modeling of his dependence with the Father. But this morning, what I want you to think about, and this word here, when it says bread, I just want to mention this word bread means food of any kind. Now, we're talking about physical food. Now, some of the other words, when it says bread, it's talking about the actual physical loaf. It's talking about the type of bread. But in this word in the Greek, it's just saying any kind of physical food, any kind of nourishment that we would be considered food like that. Something that you might take, like the loaves and the fishes, when they fed the 5,000. This would be that kind of bread. It would be any kind of food. And so, but what I want us to consider before we jump into the physical, that dependence that we're going to be talking about in our next study time, one of the things that I want you to just stop and consider this morning is what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6. Now, go all the way back to when we were talking months ago. And what did Jesus say in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6? He said, blessed are those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Now, one of the things that has just been going through my mind, and one of the things that I've been just really meditating on for me privately, is the world that we live in and all the challenges that we take. I believe that it's important that we learn how to depend and trust God for our daily sustenance, physically, our food. But I can't help at this time with a lot of the conversations I've been having this week. I want to also remind you that Jesus and his teaching, and we're going to allude to this in just a minute and we're going to address it, but Jesus is not negating anything that the Father said. So we've been talking about the Ten Commandments. And think about this. God the Father spoke these words. He used his finger and he wrote the Ten Commandments out because they were important. They were absolutely from his heart, his mind, this moral law, this teaching. And yet Jesus, if you think back to Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4, when he's being tempted, and I also just want to reference Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 3. Go back and look at Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 3. But Matthew 4:4, leading up to this record that we have of the sermon, his teaching, the sermon on what we call the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4, when he's being tempted in the wilderness, what did Jesus say back? He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So I want us to just kind of embrace and think about that this morning. How important are the actual words, the truth of God in our lives? How important are they to our daily feeding, our daily bread, our daily just nourishment, the very words of God, the very truth of God? So with that, I want to turn over to John chapter 17, and I want to read some verses, John chapter 17, verses 6 through 8, and then 13 through 19. And begin reading in verse 6. Jesus said, now I love this, and we've talked about this. This is actual Jesus' heart. He lifted up his eyes into heaven, and he spoke and he shared his heart. But in verse 6, it says this, I've manifested your name. He's talking to the Father. I've manifested your name, Father, to the men whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have kept your word. These men have kept your word. Now, they have known that all things which you have given me are from you. For I have given them the words which you have given me. And they have received them. And they have known surely that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. So let's consider what Jesus is proclaiming to the Father as he's communicating with him. And then you look and see what is about to take place and what's about to go on. And he's proclaiming that the Sermon on the Mount and all of these teachings about the kingdom of heaven, were actually infused, given, passed on. He was speaking in direct communion and obedience to exactly what the Father wanted him to say. I think it's important that we realize, because there is a lot of evaluation and discussion about, well, that's the Old Testament, that's the Ten Commandments, we're under grace, that was under law. And yet, if you think about what Jesus said, there's nothing that he taught that did away with any of the teachings of the Father. The Father and what he proclaimed, Old Testament and even in the New Testament, there was just this congruent unity, this oneness, this holiness that Jesus was able to live out and Jesus was able to speak to this new kingdom teaching. There was nothing against anything that the Father had said previously. It actually fits together congruently and beautifully between the old and the new. And it's this new covenant. It's this new covenant of Jesus. And I want to encourage you this morning that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Nothing has changed. And just because certain things are a little bit more difficult for us to get our minds around and comprehend, doesn't mean that it doesn't fit together beautifully and work for God's glory and for our understanding. So here's Jesus praying, and he's saying, I've passed on the words. So think about the Sermon on the Mount in these terms. Yes, it's difficult for us, but God is sharing with us a deeper glimpse of his mind and his heart and his view. Yes, we have the Ten Commandments, but the teaching of the Sermon on the Mount, the words and truth go even deeper than what the Ten Commandments were. So let's jump down to verse 13. I had verse 15 highlighted, so kind of got ahead of myself. Jesus said, and now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. Now, I want us to consider the words and the truth of Jesus, God the Father, what God is trying to accomplish. Sometimes those difficult things that we have to address, like a lot of the teaching, I've been honest with you, a lot of the teaching in the Sermon on the Mount is like, oh my word, this is not my natural package. But yet when I yield to those things, when I pursue the truth and the words of God, it results in joy, because there's deep, there's a spiritual, there's an amazing, supernatural, mysterious joy from God that comes with obedient faith. When we yield to kingdom teaching and when we learn to walk in it. And this is what he said. I pray that, he said that that my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word. Jesus was giving us the words of the Father, giving them us the words of God. I've given them your word. And look at this. And the world has hated them, because they are not of the world. This is Jesus' prayer. And he's saying, this, when we're talking about this upside down kingdom, and we're talking about it's like otherworldly, these teachings he's saying, it's because they're not of the prince and power of this age. It's heavenly stuff. It doesn't just naturally fit into this world, because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Jesus was not here. He didn't fit. Even in Matthew chapter 4, we're looking at the temptation. He's not of this world. But he says, I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one, from the evil. This is Jesus praying on our behalf. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Verse 17, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth. Just a reminder this morning, spiritual daily bread is the truth, the spoken and the written words of God. There's a battle raging right now to change, to distort, to rearrange, to dilute the truth of Scripture and the words of God. And can I just say, in that struggle, there's no freedom in that. I see people that want to believe their own truth and what they want to believe, but they're still in bondage. There's no peace. There's not that joy. There's not that sense of freedom. And nothing has changed. God is still the same. When we feed on His truth, when we feed on His word, it does a supernatural work by the agreement of the Holy Spirit for those of us that believe. Now, if you're not a believer and you're exposing yourself to the Word of God, the Holy Spirit works to draw you to God the Father so that you can see, believe, and understand, and embrace, and be born again. But once that process has been experienced, there's that new birth experience, excuse me, and you become a citizen of the heavenly kingdom, then the Spirit of God agrees with and works through to magnify Jesus through the Word, the truth, the teaching, and that's how we become strong. The problem that I see with a lot of us is we're malnourished spiritually. We have all kinds of activities, we have all kinds of things going on, but spiritually we're depleted because we're not getting that daily spiritual bread. And I think it's super important that we realize that it's a choice. We have to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And He has something supernatural that He's still trying to say to us. Hey, all the things that are going on in this world, we talked about it last study time. We have been created for this time. I believe that the things that we're watching, the events that are unfolding, the things that there's so much discussion about end times, if you're Bible-believing, pursuing faith in Jesus Christ's follower, then you're looking around at the times and the seasons, and you're like, oh my word, come Lord Jesus. You're considering the end of the age. You're looking at Bible prophecy. You're looking at all these things. Why? Because there's this purification, and what I see taking place is the word, the truth, the teaching of Jesus is becoming more precious to many of us. And so what we need to do is realize that we're not beaten. We're not defeated. We have the power and the presence of God available to us, but we have to feed on it. We have to feed on His word. We have to carve out time. We have to make time. So next study we're going to be breaking down, because I think it's super important, but I really want us to be in person when we talk about some of these things, because I think that for Americans, we have to go a little bit deeper when we consider the prayer, because the context of where Jesus was talking from in most of the known world. But we have a little bit of a caveat for us as Americans. It's difficult for us to pray. Give us today our daily bread when we're talking about physical food. So we're going to talk about that a little bit more in depth. But I wanted to encourage you this morning. Let's be people of the Word. Let's be people of God's truth. And let's base our lives on what He wants, because His words are eternal. They're never going to pass away. Our truth, only for a lifetime. as long as we're here. His truth for eternity. So let's learn more of it and let's base our lives on it. Hope you're encouraged today. If you don't know Jesus, if you haven't trusted Him, I'm going to ask you today to give yourself fully to Him. Ask for forgiveness. Ask for His mercy. Believe that Jesus came and lived and died and rose again because He wants you to be changed, forgiven, redeemed. Jesus' blood was shed to cover us. But all we have to do is believe by grace through faith. If you need any help with that, reach out to us, email us. We'll be happy to talk to you. Have a great day. Be encouraged.